Earth is a musical planet producing sounds from softly whispering pines to shouting waterfalls. For many people, the most exquisite of all the Earth's music is birdsong. Learning the songs and calls of various birds enriches us in many ways, from enhancing simple identification skills to developing a deeper appreciation of the richness of our world. I learned bird songs in part outside by tracing every sound I heard to its source. This was an excellent way to learn many songs, but had a lot of frustrating moments. I spent several evenings trying to find the bird making pure, simple whistles at sunset until at last, wearing waders, I captured in my flashlight beam a 1-inch tree frog called a spring peeper. I discovered that the source of some lovely trilling songs was the 13-lined ground squirrel, and that dry rattles in the North Woods were produced by red squirrels. Little by little, my knowledge of natural sounds grew thanks to those outdoor experiences. But I also learned a wealth of bird songs right inside my apartment, rain or shine, summer or winter, by listening to recordings. When I first started birding in 1975, the only recording I knew of was the Peterson Field Guide. That first edition even had two birds now considered extinct, Bachman's Warbler and Ivory-billed Woodpecker. I quickly discovered that it was impossible for me to concentrate deeply after listening to a few bird species. My mind started drifting, and I would suddenly notice some cool song right in the middle and have to back up to find out what the bird was. I was a student back then, and it was hard to sit down and simply listen to bird recordings, but that was also back in the days when I still believed in ironing clothes, and so I would turn on my phonograph and listen to a bird record whenever I ironed. Over time, a few of the songs became deeply etched in my memory. The first time I ever heard a golden-winged warbler and a black-throated gray warbler in real life, I recognized the songs from those recordings. Now, of course, bird recordings are available on cassette and compact disc, and records are very hard to come by. The Peterson Guide is in its third edition, and there is a wealth of other bird CDs on the market, including some fantastic ones by Lang Elliott, who recently produced the newest and, in my opinion, the very best of all bird recordings currently available, the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. In the Eastern Region version, Elliott includes 372 species, with birds ranging from common city pigeons and house sparrows to such rarities as Kirtland's warbler and black-capped vireo. And Elliott includes a fairly long selection of each bird's calls. The only talk you hear on the recording is the name of the species. Everything else is either a bird song or call. Elliott gives little hints to help us remember many of the songs, such as that the yellow warbler sings sweet, 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 sweeter than sweet. Like virtually all comprehensive bird recordings, this one's missing the turkey vulture. I imagine all recordists recoil at the thought of making a turkey vulture upset, since these birds protect themselves by vomiting on any perceived enemies. If a vulture's food is repulsive going in, imagine how awful it is coming out again. But Elliott does manage to include the sounds of the next best thing, the black vulture. Yep, it sounds as awful as you'd expect. And for me, that sound itself is worth the $30 it costs to buy the set of three CDs, a collection that's genuinely for the birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.